Welcome to Double Take, critical, sometimes confrontational, always amusing conversations about movies. Double Take is a Cinema Classics production produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This here is Double Take. Two megawatt contemporaries, Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal, both have new films out.
Yep.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Yep.
Right? And The Guilty.
And The Guilty, right.
Interesting. I just thought this is an interesting kind of, they're really...
There's no similarity between any of these. We're pulling these two together.
Yeah, I know. It's good, though, because they are, you know, they do represent the sort of new guard of movie stardom,
yeah.
Where, you know, I don't think you can say either one of them has the cachet of somebody even a little older like Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio, nor do they have the kind of, you know, old Hollywood sort of power.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Nicholson or Katharine Hepburn.
They seem not to have that boilerplate charisma. Right away, you say, okay, this is Paul Newman.
Instantly mesmerized.
Yeah. But then when you look at them closely, they have things that make me want to see them for the next 30 years.
Yeah. I was really fascinated with Eyes of Tammy Faye, which is a sort of biopic of Tammy Faye Baker and Jim Baker's relationship and their rise to fame and then their really grotesque fall. I haven't really been, I guess, a Jessica Chastain fan, only because she's seems so cool and icy.
And because she's a doppelganger for Bryce Dallas Howard.
Right, well...
In fact, one time in a store...
I would say the other way around.
But one time in a store,
yeah,
he approached her thinking it was his daughter.
Yeah, Ron Howard, yeah. It's interesting because she's had... three times the career that Bryce Dallas
Howard. Oh, I know. Poor Bryce there. I don't know why I don't see more of her. But
she's great.
Yeah.
I love her. And the reason why I've always had a fondness for Bryce Dallas Howard, more so than Jessica Chastain, is because with Bryce, there's a warmth. There's a kind of an accessibility, an approachability. She seems more human. And Jessica Chastain is always... And I, you know...
I find her a little icy.
A little icy.
Yeah.
And her parts, even her parts.
Well, yeah.
This is the first time I've seen her kind of come alive in a goofy, vibrant way.
To test her talents, I think I first really got to know Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty,
whatever
it is. But that was a tough role. She played a tough lady and didn't give me a chance to see any softness in her. But then Tree of Life.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, so she really softened up on that one. But yet there wasn't any tremendous nuance in that role. Mm. So she had two starkly different roles. So you're right, I haven't seen her. Now Tammy Faye, she goes from innocent to corrupt innocent.
Yeah, and all the while being this very performative, like goofball, you know, of a woman who is desperate for attention, desperate for love, not a whit of self-awareness about her, because she's her performance is amplified by the prosthetics she's wearing, you know, these sort this jawline,
which I don't need, but
it helps. But I think it helps her.
Yeah, I know.
I think it helps her kind of inhabit the caricature aspect of Tammy Faye, and she was if you watch this movie and you don't believe it,
yes,
she was a caricature of herself.
Yeah.
And I think it gives Chastain this chance to sort of really flex her muscles.
And it leaves me still with the same feeling, is she didn't know they were siphoning money off of the heritage. I mean, what I still have is whether Tammy Faye is such a naive.
Yeah.
That she really didn't know. I she wore the fur coats and she had no, I don't either.
I think the movie makes it clear, maybe ambiguously clear, if I can mince words, that she was willfully ignorant. That she knew she had to have known what was happening, but she wasn't going to push on it because she didn't want this bubble to burst.
Yeah, and Showalter, I think, if you look over the whole film, Showalter is really kind to her from what I thought they might assess her at. I think he really shades it in her favor.
I do, too, and I'll be honest, I had a very difficult time caring about either one of them.
Yeah, and that's a great point.
Couldn't wait. I found myself very anxious for the part of the film where they start to suffer. I needed to see them suffer. But let's shift gears real quick. Jake Gyllenhaal, only 5 years younger than Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
But I think the two of them, what warrants a conversation is that they're comparably accomplished actors. Do they both have Oscar nominations?
I believe you're right.
Okay.
And I think they both may be Juilliard grads, but I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
Okay. But they're both serious actors. I find Oscar Isaac to be less, in some cases, less flamboyant than she.
Or talking about Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm sorry.
Not Oscar Isaac.
Yes. God, I keep thinking about that. Yeah. I find Jake Gyllenhaal to be much more serious as an actor even than she, if that's possible. I find him approaching his roles. Now, you think of Nightcrawler, you know,
one of the best performances of the last 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, he plays a cop who's been demoted, and he has a conversation over the phone that'll change his life.
Yeah.
On the 911 deal.
Another great performance by Jake Gyllenhaal is Prisoners.
Yes.
Opposite Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Oh. Of this, you know, again, another cop role, but he's got this tick in his face that I thought it was so convincing.
Yes.
I thought, was he like, what's going on with him? And he's like, got this weird tick. I later read that he had developed that for the character. But it does say something about what this guy, the stress
and I think he's,
of this guy's
job. I think he's made good decisions, as she has, although his decision to play that king.
Oh, a king of Persia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is this is the career that he's carved out for himself. Those movies, when he does try his hand at something a little bigger, because everybody wants him. He's a well respected.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. His career doesn't ride on those movies. So those are low risk, kind of enterprises for him.
Yeah.
You know. Jake Gyllenhaal has carved out this really sort of beautifully nuanced career. Lots of sincere work. You know, the guy really is. The guy, you can tell, like Chastain, that they care about the work. They're choosing parts based on what they can do. Now, in The Guilty, it's all Gyllenhaal all the time. He's a 911, operator, a cop who's been demoted to the phone lines, and he gets embroiled in this mystery with this woman on the other end of the line. He is, as you'd expect, incredibly nimble emotionally.
Right.
Right?
Intense. Yeah.
I love his
volatile.
When he gets mad at the people. Like, you know, I thought there could have been more done with that.
Oh, I did too. He really looks down his nose at these people who call, and he knows they're crazy.
Yeah.
And he just, and you what? And you didn't, you know, right to the caller.
Yeah, like, get out of here. And I wish there was more of that. So the movie to me, well, before we wrap up here, compare and contrast these movies. One is Chastain's movie is this very sort of broadly drawn caricature of this woman who may or may not be really morally, fundamentally morally flawed. Gyllenhaal's character, we learn, is also fundamentally morally flawed, but it's done in a much more a grittier sort of down-to-earth fashion, right?
And I think that it's a perfect film to be made during the pandemic because in order to pull it off, you need so few people.
Right.
And you concentrate on one character. But I like concentrating on one character. I like getting inside of him. I like watching him. And a good actor, lots of close-ups. And boy, telling the story right with the eyebrows, with everything, it's very well done.
So two flawed movies, two great performances. You're listening to Double Take, critical, sometimes confrontational, always amusing conversations about movies. We're comparing and contrasting Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal and their two new films.
Yeah.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye and The Guilty. Another thing I noticed, both of these are adapted from earlier works.
Thank you.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye, this movie, is adapted from the documentary from some years ago, actually.
Yeah.
And The Guilty, I didn't know until the end credits rolled.
A full film that they've copied.
What is it? What is it called?
It's called the same title.
Okay.
And it's made in...
But it looked like Denmark or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So pretty close.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No, but okay. I read that it's done very closely.
So that's interesting. Was that a pandemic-produced
Which
film?
One?
The original. The
oh, Denmark no. Thing. No. Several years ago.
So it lends itself, though, to some of these strictures.
But I'm thinking when I say that it's perfectly produced in this, it's because of the technical aspects of this and the pandemic outside. It really fits so very well. But it's the kind of movie that I always like. An intense look and an intense character.
Yeah.
And with plot twist that's done gently. Very nicely done.
Yeah. The movie doesn't hold together for me. The movie kind of flies apart near the end, or it rattles apart like a car breaking down.
Yeah, it looks like they say, oh, we better do something really tricky here, because otherwise we're going to get nobody to watch
that,
this.
You know, not to divert too far away from the topic at hand, but that is a bad habit so many contemporary movies make, that they feel the audience needs to have this craziness.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need it. The drama is inherent in the character and how the character is handling the situation at hand. We don't need narratives kind of upended at every turn in order to keep our interest. Yeah.
Now, this is a Netflix production, which means it's accessible to a large portion of our audience, or at least one person that has Netflix who listens to our show.
Yeah.
So will our audience see this more because it's accessible and at home? Have we said anything to draw people in to see The Guilty? I'm worried that a film like that is a little bit too dark for...
Oh, no, this is perfect. This is right up the Netflix audience's alley.
Uh-huh.
You know, these... last I checked, I think it was trending on there. So,
oh, good. All right.
I think it is finding an audience. So you do have to go to the theater, though, right now to see The Eyes of Tammy.
There you go. What a thought.
So see,
wow.
And this, now we come down to not only Chastain versus Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
But theater versus streaming.
Oh, man.
Right.
And I think you're moving me toward the answer to my question, which is nobody's going to go see Tammy Faye because they have to go to the theater. And when I went with my buds, nobody in the theater.
Yeah, well, we go during the day. There's never anybody there.
Well, but... I mean, yeah, but I was at 7 o'clock.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, man. I know. A Saturday night.
Yeah.
Ooh, it scares me.
Yeah, Michael Showalter. This is the guy that created Transparent. Who is this guy?
I don't know who this guy is.
I'm just curious.
Came back from Florida. I don't know anything.
Antoine Fuqua directed The Guilty.
There, we know that.
You know, Antoine Fuqua of The Magnificent Seven and Equalizer Training Day. So this guy knows his cop movies inside and out.
Yeah.
By the way, his frequent collaborator Ethan Hawke was one of the voices.
I know. In fact, there are several voices people will be intrigued to know.
Riley Keough.
Yeah. She plays the nutty caller.
Yeah, right. Now, didn't you know? You know what? As soon as I wish I had heard that Riley Keough was providing one of the voices, because as soon as I knew that, and as soon as I heard her as the mom,
yes, you knew.
I knew. I knew Gyllenhaal was in trouble.
Fortunately, I'm usually clueless, so I knew that there were some famous voices, but I couldn't discern one from the other. I needed you there to say, that's so-and-so, that voice. Otherwise, I wouldn't. So I'm safe when I go into those.
Yeah, well, that's good. But I was saying, I heard about it before.
I know.
But, you know, that girl is always playing untrustworthy nutcases. So yeah, here we go. Streaming versus theatrical experience.
Oh boy, that's a...
I did see, you know, obviously Tammy Faye in the theater, and I just think that this really is a topic worth revisiting as we continue to go through this.
I
cannot wait at recording time here. We're 2 days away from seeing Bond.
Yes.
And I cannot imagine seeing that film anywhere but the theater.
But see, my answer is I don't need, I don't want to see anything but in the theater, yet Guilty can be seen at home, right? It's confined enough, you know, really all, three places, but really one central set. You don't have to have a big screen to enjoy it because we're talking performance there.
Right, for sure. And one of the things I noticed about that particular film is it's there are a lot of redundancies built in, right? So in order to keep this narrative going, you'll have somebody interrupt him.
Yes.
A cop walks in the room
yes.
and says something
yes.
to him.
Yes.
Or he the call gets dropped and he's, you know, furrowing his brow and pacing. And there's a lot of kind of filler,
yes.
filler tension maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like at home that plays better. You don't,
yes.
you're distracted.
Yeah. And look, you do have to suspend your disbelief in this regard. Who is going to have this nutcase being a 911, in charge of 911? He's already done something.
I was trying to keep track of how many times he was going to be fired for what he was doing.
Oh, I know. I said, who put him in the charge?
Yeah, I know. Thank God they did. So, and before we wrap up, let me ask you this. We've compared these two movies.
Yes.
I don't know where we ended up. I think maybe the better film... I don't know which is the best.
For me, Tammy Faye is excellent because it gives Jessica Chastain a chance to have a star turn and to be, I predict, a nominee.
Okay. So that leads me to my next question. So you're going with Eyes of Tammy Faye as the better film.
You bet.
Better lead performance, Chastain or Gyllenhaal?
Chastain.
Chastain again.
Always I look for range.
Now, here we go.
I know.
Last question. Let's take a look at their entire filmography.
Ooh.
Who has the better body of work?
Oh.
Chastain or Gyllenhaal?
I think Chastain does.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I agree with you on both the first two competitions, but I think overall,
well,
you look at Jake Gyllenhaal's career going all the way back to October Sky.
Yeah, I know.
Brokeback Mountain, Nightcrawler.
You put Brokeback and Nightcrawler, and you've got a good case.
Yeah.
But I look at Chastain from The Help.
Yeah.
What a terrific job she did on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to see her range. I think she's had, in some case, maybe a little bit glitzier movies. I don't know. Yeah, it's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Who has the longer haul? Gyllenhaal.